Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the store. Good morning. Let me start again. It's right.
It's Friday.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yes, good morning. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Aren't we, Jared?
We are.
Okay. And today is the 11th of December, and 7:05 in the morning, and Shasta Regional Medical Center brings us the news, caring, compassion, community, and courage, all over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is here, just quickly writing down notes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be doing some wonderful trivia, but first, the beautiful weather in front of us today looks like, according to the National Weather Service, we do have a chance of showers today with our high of 54 and our overnight lows of 38. Saturday, chance of showers once again with our 55 and 41. And then as we look to Sunday, showers again. So, you know what? Sprinklers have been going on and off. It looks like the showers, precipitation is going to be about 60 degrees Sunday night. Monday, now that's what our weekend is calling for, so bundle up. Of course, on the way to work today, we could see the Christmas tree, downtown Christmas tree. Carl, has it ever been more beautiful? Our downtown Christmas tree. Oh, did you see it? Because you parked in the back. Well, driving down the front.
It's beautiful. In
absolutely.
Fact, that whole area down there, my friends.
Oh, my goodness.
They're putting in the cobblestones right now. And it should be open. Well, we don't know when it's going to be open. Maybe January. And but then when they open that up, the Knott brothers have put up a beautiful building there. We have two new businesses here, right on the corner of Tehama and
Market
Street. It just is going to be beautiful there. And they're starting here on the avenue over here. You can already, they're already putting up the
It's gonna be great.
The footings.
It's already. Great right now. Yeah, anyway, driving down this morning was so dark outside. It's the first time I've seen the Christmas tree, really. And you can tell that there's a lot of LED lights. It's like a complete beacon, but there's some color in it as well. So I was like, wow, the Christmas tree almost looks like there's a peach color, peach and blues. It's fabulous. Anyway, Monday night, mostly cloudy. Looks like Monday, again, is going to be partly sunny with a high of 55. So we're kind of still all in that area with the 55s, but we just are looking like there are going to be a chance of showers today, Saturday, and Sunday. So be ready for that. And then the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we do have our Haven Humane, Jeff, on the phone. Now, we don't have in studio with us our pet of the week, but gosh darn, Jeff, can you give us a visual? Jim, can you please give us a visual? We're going to fight now over Jeff and Jim.
No, we're not. Because Jim's only got one name. Carl's right. Come on. Write this down right now, Jared, on this day in history. Because it's always a day in history. Carl was right.
All right.
It is Jim,
okay,
right?
You're right.
It's Jim. Jeff was my dad.
Okay. See,
she felt that.
I'm a woo-woo person anyway.
Because she has this intuitive nature.
I
she
have
goes,
a woo-woo.
There's a Jeff somewhere in this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, Jim, please. Share with us what's happening with Haven Humane. Hey, we drove by the other day. It looked like you guys are really busy, so we want to know that during this time your doors are. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we are still really busy. We're doing. I mean, all our adoptions are by appointment. All our medical services are by appointment. We're still serving the community with our animal regulation and finding lost and found pets and all that good stuff. We're just doing a lot more of that stuff by appointment and doing phone calls first, so we can stay socially distant as much as we can. But we're still here. We're still busy.
Yeah, is COVID hitting you guys?
We've been pretty fortunate that we've definitely been impacted by it. We lost one of our people to it actually a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, That was Dan Zainine, our controller. Really good guy. We're all going to miss him. It's kind of left a big hole in our heart here. But we're soldiering on, and, you know, there's still the community to help and the animals to help. So we're going to keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, we our hearts go with you, and we've heard wonderful things about Dan. He was very well-liked. So yeah. Anyway.
You know, when people say that, you know, they talk about COVID, you know, now everybody's starting to know people
right
that have passed from it, and they're touching on our lives. Before, you know, it was when it was at the beginning. So the idea that you all are doing things by appointments, but you're still adopting out dogs and cats and kitties and, you know, no boa constrictors right now probably, but
not right now.
So, okay, so who are we adopting today?
Yeah, who's your pet of the week?
Well, this week I think I'm going to talk about Bobo. He is a it's a fun name, huh? He's a 7-year-old senior pit bull mix, just a beautiful little guy, white with big brown spots. I wanted to talk about him today because he came into us just with almost no hair on him. He has heartworms. His ears were just infected. His whole mouth was a big infected mess. He came to us, back in September. So he's, you know, right around Christmas is going to be his 3-month anniversary with us. So we'd really like to get him out before then. But yeah, we, you know, thanks to our Misty Lee Fund, the money that helps pay for medical needs and stuff, we've, you know, treated his infections. His hair is growing back after bath after bath after bath from our volunteer groomers. We've started his heartworm treatment, so he's halfway through that right now and ready to go home while he's being treated. We've worked on his teeth, so I just really wanted to highlight him, A, because he's a great dog, and B, it just shows what we do for these dogs in need when they come in here. A lot of the time, the pets of the week are the cutest dog I can find or something along those lines, so thought it'd be nice to highlight one of our more needy dogs.
Well, you know, Jim, that's great because I tell you, you know, Giving Tuesday was good. I got a phone call that night of Giving Tuesday, like I don't know, 6 p.m. from somebody that thanked me for giving, as I did. I heard from the Nick Dahl Fund also, but I heard from Haven Humane that night a person saying thank you, and I thought, well, that's really nice. You know, to do something like that. Y'all didn't have to do that. But one of the reasons that fundraisers and supporting Haven Humane is so important is Bobo.
Yeah.
Bobo wouldn't have had a chance 5 years ago. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, in other places, Bobo would have never had a chance.
There are still a lot of places out there where he wouldn't make it this far. He wouldn't be deemed adoptable enough. He'd take too much time to find a home for too much money to fix. So.
Yeah, as soon as they saw how much it was going to cost for the heartworms and all that, and the and the care, he would have been put down. Well, Bobo is a great example of why Haven Humane is here. That saved this dog's life. And Bobo, tell me about Bobo. Is Bobo friendly?
Bobo is friendly. Yes, he is. You know, when he came in with all that stuff going on, we were a little unsure of his behavior. He was kind of scared and shut down. But, you know, it turns out when a dog is in pain and hurting, that they don't act like themselves.
Oh, really?
So, you know, now that we've brought him back a little bit, he is just a fun boy. You take him out, he wants to play with you still. You know, I describe him as a senior at 7 years old. But, you know, he's one of those dogs who, when you're not paying attention to him, he just kind of curls up and hangs out. But as soon as you start paying attention to him, he's got that energy, he's got that playfulness, he's got that love. He's ready to be a dog with you.
Okay, now tell me his size.
He's about 75 pounds, so he's a nice sized dog, right in the middle.
Yeah, and he walks well.
He pulls a little, but he pays attention to what you want. He's got these nice wrinkles under his chin, like you want from a bully type dog. You know, those jowls that kind of hang over a little bit.
Yeah.
Not so much there's drool everywhere.
No. You want just enough jowl to make a statement, but not enough to drool everywhere.
And that's him.
You know what? Hooray for Bobo, but hooray for Haven Humane. And I'm so sincere about that. The fact that Bobo is still walking the planet right now. and is going to get a good home that. Because somebody out there is going to find Bobo. Is he good with kids or cats, or tell us those things too?
He should be great with kids. I think he'll be okay with cats. We haven't seen him with one in real life yet to know, but he did okay with in our temperament test with other dogs and stuff like that. He didn't want to go and start playing right away, but he didn't do anything bad either. So I think he'd be great with kids, good with dogs and cats.
Hey, look, you're looking for a dog for around the house and maybe take for short walks, because you only take short walks.
Yeah, I do only take short walks. How'd you know?
Well, because he's, he's a pit bull.
Yeah.
And pit bulls, not that they are, I haven't seen too many long-distance runners in that group. However, he's 7 years old, so he goes out for a walk and he loves it, but, he's not out there for power walks for 10 miles.
Right. Yeah. Quick bursts of energy.
Yeah. That's what pit bulls are. And so, but for taking walks, and perhaps you're a little bit older, and so you take your dog out for a walk or have a backyard, but then Bobo comes in and just lays down. He crashes.
Exactly.
Like you do.
Yeah, right.
So what did you and Bobo do today? Well, we took a walk and then we napped.
Exactly. Yeah, it's my kind of life.
Okay, so how do people get Bobo?
So if you want to come see Bobo or anybody else here, you're going to give us a call, 530-241-1653, and we'll set you up an appointment to come down. You can also see him on our website, havenhumane.org. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/havenhumane. So
okay, and make an appointment, my friends. How are you doing on dogs and cats? You got enough to adopt down there?
Oh, we have plenty to adopt out. Yes, we do.
Okay, so that's picked up again too.
Yes, it has. Yeah, we're actually booked all the way through Saturday right now. We're just calling people when we have cancellations, but next week's still wide open. So
that's great.
Yeah, plan ahead if you're looking for a holiday dog.
Yeah, or give a gift certificate to somebody. That's a good idea too.
Exactly.
So let them go on down and pick it. You're going down there. It's great. Okay, Jim. Merry Christmas, partner. We'll see you next. Oh well, wait. We're going to see you next Friday anyway. Listen to you.
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay, buddy. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Hey, it's 7:17 in the morning, and I tell you one thing. That Linda and I agree on most everything. Some things we don't agree on. Like, we don't agree on the firmness of our bed.
This is why we have a sleep number bed. And my sleep number setting, I can change every single day or every single night. And my sleep number setting is 45.
And last night, my sleep number setting was 50. Why is that important? Well, it's important because the idea of getting good quality sleep is essential. It's essential, especially now, for your health and sanity and performance. You get up and wake up tired every morning, and it's just not good for you. The rest of your day sometimes goes completely downhill from there. And you can give that gift of sleep now to your loved ones. And we're talking kids, because kids' sleep is so important also. You can give that gift of sleep to your family, and give comfort and joy and the sleep through Sleep Number, and save up to $700 on new Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, which of course is in the Target Shopping Center down by the Vitamin Shop. Going in there, lay on the bed, and then they will do the adjustments right there that you can do to ensure that you get the best night's sleep possible. That Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these
messages.
Thank you.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. in the moonlight shine.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
If you have tested positive for COVID-19 between December 6th and December 10th, you are being asked to participate in a nasal spray treatment for COVID-19. The Stanford University investigational effort is taking place on Friday, December 11th, in cooperation with Dr. George Dome, ear, nose, and throat specialist in Reading, who has used this nasal spray safely for 30 years. For more information, contact 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com. That's 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
We're here.
Phone lines here 605-456-7, 723 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the nation's top 50. Think about that. The Shasta Regional Medical Center also has the only area hospital with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Enables a surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
All right, let's talk about the vaccine.
Okay. What about it?
Well, at the break we were talking about, yesterday.
It just passed its final test, or the test that says the vaccine can start being used, I believe.
So there's supposed to be, according to an article, I think there's already 2,000 vaccines that are going to be sent to Shasta County. So, of course, I'm sure it's going to go to first responders or whatever. But
medical personnel.
There were random people were tested on the street, asked if they would feel comfortable receiving the COVID-19 vaccine once it's available to them. Six of them told, and by the way, this is off the KRCR, and I know that we personally, too, have asked people. And I got to tell you, it's very interesting. Because now, it's not about the 19, it's not about COVID so much as it is about the vaccine right now. That's a topic that I'm hearing. And there are several people, Carl, I'm not sure if it's a question that gets brought up in your circles throughout the day. I don't care if it's the coffee to the wherever it is. Some of the people will absolutely not have a vaccine. They will not do it. But in this article, six of the 10 told KRCR that there's absolutely no way they'll receive the vaccine this year, whether they believe it was created in such a short period of time or because they disagree with getting vaccinated overall. On the contrary, two people said they would get the vaccine as it's one step closer to the possibility of getting this pandemic under control, while the last two say they were right in the middle and would rather wait and see how the vaccine plays out. Now, yesterday, what are you going to do? What's your feeling about how you...
On vaccines?
Yeah. Okay. On this particular COVID.
I wasn't going to say this, but because the news has gotten out a little bit, that I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. But I called Health and Human Services and said, look, I don't want to jump in front of the line. I don't want to take it from people that need it. But I would volunteer to take that vaccine in this first group and then share the experiences right here on the station. I have no qualms about it.
Okay.
It could be because I've been vaccinated so many times in my life, in the military, taking shots that I didn't even know what they were because they just marked them A and B, which turned out to be anthrax vaccines. I have never had an adverse reaction from a vaccine. I'm not allergic to anything. I'm in a little bit of an older group, like older than you and Jared. But if they wanted, if they had that and they wanted me to do it, I offered that. Now, they probably have every one of those doses earmarked for a frontline responder and all the medical personnel. And I have no problem with that. And I made it real clear that, look, if you wanted to do that, I would volunteer for it.
Well, according to this article, almost 2,000 doses of Pfizer's will be shipped to Shasta County next week with an additional 2,000 doses of Moderna's vaccines. Now, yesterday or I don't know, yesterday or whatever, they blur in together, was talking to a girlfriend who said that she would be willing to do Moderna's. And I don't know if you're going to get to have it. I'm sure next year, as time goes on, people have a choice.
Oh, there's going to be millions. There's going to be millions of doses coming out. Now, this ties into Stanford Research Institute. Their investigational side of Stanford is going to be here today. You're going to be hearing if you've been listening to the station, you've been hearing us advertising this. They're looking for people that had COVID between Sunday through, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have COVID, an active case of COVID, you can do a drive-through. And what they're going to do is they're going to use a nasal spray that we have had the doctor.
Dr. George Dome.
Who is a local ear, nose, and throat guy.
He's
been using this for over 30 years, and it's a proven fact that betadine in this solution kills the COVID virus. He uses it.
And has been using it for years.
Like I say, he's used it for over 30 years, and he sprays it into his patient's nose, as he has for years, to ensure that, that they've, if there's... that they're safe because it kills off germs up there. Well, it's a proven fact that it kills the COVID virus germ. Anyway, he came on our show several months ago. He went down to Los Angeles and was getting ready to do a show, and they canceled it because it, quote, didn't meet the then COVID rule book. So now Stanford has looked at what he's doing and what other groups. It's not just George Dome, but he is our local guy that started pushing this. And Stanford's going to come up here and do a study today from 12 to from 12 to 5 at Shasta Regional out in the parking lot where they're going to measure the COVID virus in your nose. And then they're going to spray this, and it's absolutely painless to spray. It's a nasal spray, like a saline solution.
We're using it.
Yeah, we're using it every day.
And what George Dome has said is that before every patient, he talks about how COVID grows in your throat. And that is why you see what happens with the upper respiratory. It grows in your throat. So he uses this solution every before and after every patient. He's been doing it for years. And so he finally just said, you know what? I can't.
His kids use it.
He said, I've got three daughters and now a granddaughter, and I'm going to just tell everybody about this. So, you know, he came out and talked about it with us, and you know, then it started to hit, and then he got naysayers and this and that. You know, this has been going on now since March. So when he started to talk about it was probably April, May, somewhere in there.
But the thing about it is it's not a cure for
COVID.
No,
it's a preventative.
It's one of the things that you can do to help prevent you from getting this, besides the masking, besides the washing of the hands, besides the spacing. Spraying this in your nose twice a day can help you avoid getting COVID. So anyway, that's going on today, and at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay.
Thank you. We're going to take a break now here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, letting you know that this is their 27th year in business. This is their anniversary sale this whole month. You're going to get to meet Leonard and the whole gang, so check it out on Hilltop Drive. We're going to see you right after this break.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Good morning on this beautiful Friday, the 11th of December. How's everybody doing this morning? Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day. Well, there is a chance of showers, but, you know, as we look out there right now, it's nice. A little bundle up. 54, what looks like we're talking about with overnight lows of 38. We are going to have a little trivia question coming up here. We're going to give away $30 Black Bear Diner Bucks here in a minute. In fact, why not just do that now? And then we're going to go to our wonderful call in. So which one of Santa's reindeer? Here's the question, you guys. So you can call in for the $30 Black Bear Diner Bucks. And these are good to the 31st. So Christmas is coming, whatever. You may just want to have some chicken pot pie and stay at home and drive through and go get them at Black Bear Diner. So the question is, which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday? Okay. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Okay, so give us a call, 605-4567. Okay, on the phone is Senior Chief, retired, Rob Burrows. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Happy holidays, but Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
how you feeling,
of
buddy?
Of course.
How you feeling?
Today I'm feeling fairly well. Yes, thank you.
Okay, you got to take care of yourself. I got too many of my friends that gotten laid low lately.
Part of the problem is, Carl, is there's fewer and fewer of us doing more and more work in our community.
Well, and especially during this time. This time frame.
Very busy.
Okay, now you're calling about it's package time.
It is. Package time for our Christmas for our troops. Christmas for our troops is a regular program where we ship boxes overseas. And normally we have it at the Anderson DFW Hall. We have a couple hundred people there and all the items ready to go so we can pack them and get them ready for our troops. Well, obviously, with everything going on, that's not taking place. So what we are doing tomorrow morning is we are having a drive-by drop-off down at the 3271 Brush Street Cottonwood Firehouse. And that Cottonwood Firehouse is one of the new facilities for the Veterans Museum. It's our restoration facility. And you were down there the other day, and I was kind of showing you the ropes down there. We've restored it. It's back to kind of like what it was when they first had built it. And it's a place for us to store and put all the boxes and all the food together as people drop them off. So we'd like to invite people, if you'd like to be a part of this program and help us to bring food and items in as we get prepared to ship these boxes overseas to our men and women who are serving around the world in our stead right now, preserving our freedom. It operates from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and we'll be there all day, and then we'll be there in the evening, too. We're going to have hot chocolate and popcorn. Tomorrow night is the Christmas tree lighting in Cottonwood. Tomorrow's going to be a long day, but it's for our veterans and it's for our community.
Now, the ones you're shipping out, are you going to be packing them tomorrow?
No, we won't be packing tomorrow.
You're just collecting.
We'll receive everything that's coming in.
Okay.
And we'll go through and sort everything, get everything ready to go, and then we're just going to have a small crew come in and box those boxes with a small crew. So it's not the giant event that we've had before.
Right, right.
But it'll be a small processing group of people that'll come in. We'll put it together. That way we don't have to deal with a lot of the mask issues. We'll just have it spread out.
Yeah.
And then we'll make sure that we get those boxes out to the troops that are serving. If you don't get it dropped off tomorrow, that's fine. Just call us at the museum phone number. It's 378-2280, 378-2280, and set up a time. You can drop it off another time at the museum office in Anderson, or if it's a large group of stuff, we'll all come get it. We'll come pick it up and make sure it goes out. So we usually ship before Christmas, and then as items trickle back in, we ship again around January, first part of January, and get that second shipment out.
Okay, now what kind of things are you do you really like to see that we ship out to the our deployed Marines, sailors, airmen, coasties, and soldiers?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of great things. There's the different types of nut packages that they have out there with nuts and candy, and the trail mixes are really good with the raisins and the M&Ms and the nuts and those. Jerkies, sealed cheeses, you can get jerky and cheese. Any kind of toiletry items. So
those miniature toiletries
work really good because they're small.
Yeah, miniature toothpaste and a toothpaste and toothbrush combo. Those are always good because
anything that doesn't spoil, we can pretty much ship.
Yeah,
And so if you were going camping and you want to throw a bunch of stuff in your backpack, that's the kind of stuff we want. Stuff that goes in backpacks, because when they get deployed or when they get sent out to a COP or wherever else, a combat outpost, they just fill up their backpack with small items. They don't have area for large stuff, so they can take the smaller items and put them in their every little crevice of their backpack or their cargo pockets or whatever else.
That's it. You go out, and when it comes in, of course, they all share with each other. So these packages coming in, they're organized and people have got it. So as you're going out, you can always pick up stuff on your way out.
Carl, what did you like to get when you were deployed?
Well, I tell you what, it's funny because I'm not a candy-holic at all, but I had this craving for of M&M peanuts. And I was writing to Linda then, and she said, "What can I send you for Christmas?" And I said, "The M&M peanuts." And so I get a package that's got like a 5 pound, 5 pounds of M&M chocolate covered peanuts, which I shared with everybody, of course.
Yeah.
But other things, something like, hand sanitizer is everywhere. But that toothbrush package with the toothbrush and the toothpaste in it.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it comes with dental floss too.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is you can get dental floss, but they've got all these like these little dental picks and stuff. That's good to have too because the MREs you're eating sometimes besides sticking to your stomach, they will stick in your mouth. So something like that, or like you said, the jerky is always good.
Right.
Jerky is something you could carry with you, and you could...
Just stick in the corner of your mouth and just let it melt in your mouth like a piece of chew.
Yeah, there you go. So, those things. But you know what? Just getting the package meant a lot. So anything we can do, we'll bring down a couple bags full of stuff tomorrow too. And I've been also talking, now that I've got you on the phone, I'm also talking about that. How did Thanksgiving go?
Thanksgiving was fantastic. We served 112 meals to military families in our Northern California community, some in Tehama, mostly in Shasta County, working with the VA office there at Hartnell. With their department for taking care of veterans that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so together it's a teamwork. We put everything together for the families, for the meals, and then they went ahead and they distributed about 85% of those meals out to the community for veterans, qualified veterans and families that were in need.
Now, and, when we say
that again here for Christmas also.
Yeah, I've been talking about that as I did about Thanksgiving. And what we're talking about is, no, it's not a cooked meal. What it is all the ingredients for them to cook it in their own house.
Yeah, it's a prepared meal, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. Like
Ready
it's a, like a, you know, like as an example,
And this is what everybody else did. And then you all bought a lot of stuff. Was I brought in a turkey, I brought in dressing, I brought in the cranberry sauce, you know, all that stuff that will go into a bag and then given to the families. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Yeah. And, so and it cost all turkey. Of like, it cost all of like $50. You can find turkeys on sale everywhere, you know, before Thanksgiving. And
you might have to eat for a whole week.
Yes.
That feeds the family for a week because, excuse me, they get bread, they get peanut butter jelly, they get all the different fixings that go with that, biscuits, everything else that they could just mix and heat and serve. And we're doing the same thing for Christmas. So instead of a turkey, they'll be getting some turkeys, but mainly it'll be hams.
Yeah.
So everything that goes with a ham dinner, so scalloped potatoes and string beans and mashed potatoes that go along with that, and then the ham. And I think we'll have some olives with them and Jell-O and fruit cocktail. So it's enough to make a really nice meal for a family for several days. And it's our way of saying thank you and helping veterans. Hey, you know, these guys are out there. They're on a minimal budget. Sometimes it's just a single individual, or sometimes it's a couple, or maybe it's a veteran that's kind of having some issues and they got four or five kids.
Yeah, and you've got COVID, and they've lost their job, or they had their hours cut back. So this is a way, everybody, and I'll be talking about it from
we'll
now on.
We'll accept food for that also. If you want to drop off food for the family for
okay.
meals, that's fantastic also.
Great.
Because it all comes right back to our veterans here in our community.
Okay. Hey, Rob, we have to run, but you know what? God bless you, man. There's going to be a special place in heaven for you.
Well, you know what?
But not right away.
CBs can do, and we, you know what? We get overseas. We help people we didn't know, Carl, but now we're home helping people we do know. And so that's how important it is to continue that mission.
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy. You take care.
Merry Christmas to
you
both
too.
And all the crew.
Thank you for all that you do, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been there 10 years. He established himself right about the same time we did, a little bit after us, and it is the premier gun shop around here. We buy our guns from Bastiani Arms, as everybody else is. He's going through this thing where everybody's buying all the guns, but he's got a display case that's really cool with alternative-type guns or alternative-type weapons. Little clubs, a rock that fits your hand with your little handprint on it. So, I mean, but so he's putting some humor into this. But as you know, he gets the supplies in. He has waiting lists there, and as they come in, he's calling his customers. But this is a time if you have some work you want to be done on your firearm, and maybe you want to mount some optics on it, or maybe change the trigger out. This is a good time to do it too. This is Bastiani Arms, and John Bastiani. He does just a fabulous job. You can give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans,
and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I dream of a white Christmas.
Well, good morning. I love that.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Who is that, Jared?
It's Eric Clapton.
Wow. You know, we could probably do a whole month of just nothing but Christmas music. And there are so many, like this one. I've not heard this version.
No.
That's great.
Who's Eric Clapton?
Oh, stop it. You
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Time 7:51.
You do that just to get my goat.
I do.
I know you.
I do. Hey, you know what? You know what? The joy of being married. One of the joys of being married is getting the other one's goat on occasion.
Can I just tell you that we went to some friends the other night? You know, of course, we were practicing safe distance and celebrating with a very small pod. And they cooked a soup in an Instapot. And I think we have, it's either a pressure cooker or an Instapot that was given to us last year. We haven't used it yet, but this Instapot last year was considered like the number one gift of the year.
Was that the one that cooks with water and it keeps, you put it in and it keeps it warm? It cooks it to a certain point and then it just keeps it warm.
Yeah, and it cooks within, like, so you can use it like a pressure cooker. In other words, like mashed potatoes can be cooked in 15 minutes. And she was trying to explain it. I still don't understand it, but, you know, you leave it on.
A pressure cooker. That's what we have.
We have a pressure
cooker. Diane gave that to me for my birthday.
Okay, that's what it is.
Okay. And I've had that, and it's still in the box because, you know, it's not a surprise. Diane's probably listening right now. I told her that the other day because I said, I'm not sure. I mean, this is really a nice pressure. I mean, it's got buttons.
Beautiful.
It tells you this. It does everything it's supposed to. You know, I just picture the fact that pressure cookers,
well, because
in the old days used to explode. Now they, you know, I mean, if you did anything wrong, and
spaghetti sauce on the ceiling.
I could just picture spaghetti sauce.
No,
360.
Not
a 360, and I'm standing there with shards of sausage in my hip.
Now, have you not ever had, in your lifetime, everybody listening, in your lifetime, your folks or whatever it was, where the pressure cooker and the spaghetti sauce did go on the ceiling? It exploded. It's happened in my life twice, at least twice. Remember growing up. But anyway, Instapot, we were going to, like, for the woman who wants every, you know, here's what they say they they want, but they don't really say it out loud. One of them is the Instapot. And I thought, you know, it was the number one selling pot last year. But my girlfriend, who made this killer split pea soup that was to die for, said that she just loves that machine. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, take it a little further.
No, I'm going to talk about this. The ICU space. Okay, if you're going to focus on a figure from COVID, I frankly, keeping track of everybody's had COVID to me is a waste of time. Why would you do that? It's like keeping track of a dog having fleas this year, because you know they either get well or they don't. The vast majority do. And once you've had it, okay, it's really not a figure that. I mean, why do we even keep counting that? What you should be counting is the ones that are in the hospital. And you could say, you know, we have 843 people tested today. And we have 30 in the hospital. But it's the ICU space that's left is the important number, because that's what King Newsom is using as if it's below 15, hits 15 and below, then you go into this walk down of your life. This is what he wants. Of course, he's having a problem up in the North State with this. And now other places throughout California, Southern California, in L.A., they're pushing back real hard also. But right now we're at that 27% spot. But Sacramento just went – Sacramento region, which is just south of us, and people go back and forth, they've hit that magic number. So they're shutting down everything down there. We have more cases, but we still have room in our ICU. So I think that is a number we need to look at. We've already talked about the study that Stanford's doing. If anybody doesn't know that masking and washing your hands and spacing and all this, and I get pushback from people that say it doesn't do any good, and they pull out their scientific reports also. I think the vast majority of people understand that anything that you can do, and we're not talking about wearing masks 12 hours a day. We're talking, this is where I wear my mask. I'll wear it in the studio. If somebody wants to be masked, I wear it, no problem. I wear it going into businesses. I wear it, but not walking across the parking lot to get there. I will mask up when I go in. I sanitize my hands so much. I'm using the nasal spray that not a lot of people are using, but we've been talking about it. Whatever we're doing, it seems to be keeping us safe. And we are trying to avoid gatherings. If you talk about a small group of people, I can get together with Ted and Lisa and feel very safe with them because they've had COVID.
Trivia. Okay. This is for $30 in Black Bear Diner bucks. Okay, what is the name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I know this.
Don't say it. This is not for you.
Oh.
This is for our listeners. What is the name?
I know it.
What is the name, or who, I would say.
Yeah, what was the angel's name, and it was a wonderful
there.
Life? Let me describe him. He's a little cherubic guy. He usually played the grandfatherly.
Stop! With your details.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with his name.
Please.
And you know what? And
Give us the name of the character.
He'd been an angel for like 700 years and never gotten his wings.
He finally got his wings.
He wanted to get his wings.
That's what we're going to watch on Christmas.
And he finally achieved his wings.
Besides Rudolph. Watch It's a Wonderful Life and then Rudolph. The 64 version. Okay, guys, 605-4567. And the question again is, what was the name of the angel? And It's a Wonderful Life.
$30 worth of Bear Bucks. Now, some people out there who have won your Bear Bucks, you have not stopped by here yet. So if you haven't stopped by, say by
1326 Market Street. Try to get here before noon.
Yeah.
And, we have Carolyn on the line.
Okay.
Okay, Carolyn, go on. How are you?
Great. How are you, wonderful people? The best Christmas shows ever.
It is. It's a Wonderful Life will bring tears every time I watch it.
Okay, who was the... Who was the angel?
The angel's name is Clarence.
Yes!
Clarence? What was his last name?
Oh, come on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, sure, Linda.
Okay. All right, Clarence will be fine. But we want to tell everybody right now, it's Clarence Oddbody.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Which
oh,
just
my,
happened
oh, I was
to...
so excited I had Clarence. I couldn't dial the number fast enough.
Yeah, Clarence Oddbody, which I think is very interesting.
Okay, so you're out, obviously.
Very appropriate.
You're obviously driving with a hands-free device there. So, you know, just swing by here and pick them up. So.
All right.
All right, thanks so much
great.
For...
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. Oddbody. You didn't ask that.
Yes.
You've got to ask the whole question. What was his full name?
Well, I just, yeah.
Oddbody. Did you know that was...
No, I did not
When Mike DeQuisto was in that special operations unit, his call sign was Oddbody.
You know, he's coming. He's in the studio.
Yeah, I'm watching there. Yeah, Jared. We've got to run.
All right, we've got to run.
We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Working quickly, and that authorization should come within days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now that an expert panel has given its thumbs up to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, final approval is expected soon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis looking forward to distributing the doses his state gets.
Our top priority is residents of long-term care facilities. They are at the greatest risk, and this vaccine could have a positive impact on them, not just protecting them from COVID, but allowing them to return to a more normal life.
The Trump administration carries out another execution.
Brandon Bernard was 18 in 1999 when he and four other Killeen, Texas teens abducted, robbed, and murdered an Iowa religious couple visiting their hometown. On Thursday night, Bernard became the ninth federal inmate to be put to death since July when President Trump ended a 17-year hiatus in federal executions.
That's Tim McGuire reporting. Some retailers are telling shoppers they need to place their online orders quickly.
The earlier-than-usual deadlines come as more people turn to online shopping during the pandemic. This has created a logjam for shipping companies as well as delivery delays. For some retailers, like H&M and Lego, the deadlines have already passed.
Jeremy House reports the backlog companies include JCPenney's and Lowe's. More from townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-754-83, 800-754-83, or visit nria.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at nria.net.
Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize ties, and the U.S. is now going to shift its policy on Western Sahara. Correspondent Mike Grazia reports this new agreement builds on the president's historic Abraham Accords.
President Donald Trump added to his Mideast legacy Thursday, announcing Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations. Trump tweeted another historic breakthrough today. As part of the deal, the United States agreed to recognize Morocco's claim over the long-disputed Western Sahara region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the agreement.
President Trump, the people of Israel, and the state of Israel will be forever indebted to you.
The agreement makes Morocco the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel during the Trump administration. This summer, agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates was announced, and Bahrain and Sudan then followed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Navy sails up the Hudson River to take on the Army.
It's been 77 years since Navy last visited Mitchie Stadium at West Point to play Army. The 121st meeting between the service academies Saturday is one of the most storied rivalries in sports. The game was moved from its customary site in Philadelphia this year due to COVID-19 crowd restrictions. President Trump is planning to attend.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. President Trump's campaign returns to Wisconsin to argue for the state's election results to be overturned. Today's hearing comes with the Electoral College vote now just 3 days away and a skeptical federal judge nearing a ruling on a similar case. The president is pushing to overturn the declared Joe Biden victory in Wisconsin, with both state and federal lawsuits in court there, and as part of a broader lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court by the Texas Attorney General, also raising concerns about some voting irregularities. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, getting ready to start our 11th year, so I won't be saying this anymore.
Okay, please don't start from today on.
No.
Going on our 11th year, December 14th.
Well, you know what?
It's already...
It's almost here. December
14th. My brother's birthday is tomorrow.
Is this another year we ignore him?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, he's changed. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, today is the 11th, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I know you get into your march, but I just want to say to you, do you know what we were doing this time 11 years ago? You don't just, like, flip a switch. There was a period of time we actually went on the air December 14th, and we're going to go into that. I mean, maybe we'll have Bob call in and, you know, Jim Bremer. They were all part of that initial kickoff when it was
It's Monday.
You know, we're on,
They were crawling underneath our feet, connecting wires.
Bob had just had the swine flu, and then you had the swine flu. Do you remember that?
I was sick from one day.
You had the swine flu, and then the dog on top of that. It was just a mad cluster.
Dog ate, got into, because I was drinking, you know, that airborne stuff.
Yes.
The dog
is
laying in the bed with me, and she's got her back to me, and I go, Snooky. And she turns around, and the fur around her mouth was purple.
Yes.
And then I had to call the vet.
Excuse me, you couldn't even move. I'm just going to stop. Your story is that you couldn't even move. It scared me because, you know, Carl is like, he is a Mustang. He keeps going and he keeps going. Here we were ready to start to be on the air, and the guy was like the blob, could not move. And so then I was calling poison control, which is like 1-800, give me your credit card. And by that time, you're so freaked out and fumbling with everything. So I just took her into the emergency over on, I can't think of the name of it, right off of Hilltop. But anyway, so this time.
$150 later?
It doesn't matter. When you have
gave her a little shot in her foot and she puked. I said, if that's all she was going to do, I stuck my finger down her throat.
When you love your pet, and if it's saving their life, you give them your wedding ring.
The dog, you know, meanwhile, I'm laying there next to death, and the dog goes out the door, gets pampered, it's a little filet mignon.
Intravenous fluids. It was scary. Anyway, so, that's basically.
Not me. I could have used the IVs, but did I get? No.
And
you
poor
just said,
Bob.
You said, get up and go to work.
Because we were launching this business, which we had no business doing in 2009, but we were doing it. It was just, oh, my God, it was just everything. But anyway, so we're here. We're so happy to be here. Going on 11 years. That's pretty cool. I'm going to give you a quick update with the weather. It's currently 44 degrees, chance of showers today with our high of 54, and overnight lows of 38. You know, we're still married. Going on 13 years.
I think there's a rule someplace that says if you work with your wife in your business, every year that you work with your wife counts as 2 years of marriage.
Of course it does. So we're together all the time.
So Linda and I are getting close to 26
And how
years
many times a day do I call you?
Yesterday it was six. Yesterday was kind of a big day for some reason. It was at least six or seven times you called me.
And then, it's true.
But, you know, on the sixth call, what are you doing? Answering phone calls. I mean, you know, hey,
We have details to go over right now. Okay. Saturday, chance of showers, the high of 55, overnight lows of 41. Sunday will be, prediction for the National Weather Service. This Sunday will be about high of 53 and overnight lows of 37. Now we get with Monday, partly sunny, 55, and Tuesday, slight chance of rain again with our highs of about 53. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Our guest is ready, City Councilman Michael DeQuista. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
You have to put up with the first 4 minutes of us.
I could just listen to you all day. I don't have to say anything.
You've been married how long now? To our beautiful Tina.
Since 1986. Don't make me do that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah,
and
through
we
the decades.
We worked together on occasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it works fine.
You guys are a good unit, though. You can tell when you ran for office and when you've run for previous offices and the things that you've done when you show up. You guys are a team. It's really nice to see. You're a couple. You're into each other. You like each other. You feel it. Anyway, that's from the outside looking in, and we all have our days that we want to, like, you know, use the garbage can lid. But
well, thank you. We actually have not had a serious fight in all the time we've been married.
You know, I hear that from people.
Please.
We may have one when I get home, but that I forgot. But we haven't had a serious one.
I hear that from.
Is it just because you're mellow?
I like to think so.
Yeah, but you're mellow.
And I married up in the world, so.
You know who else said they have never had a fight? Is Dr. Doug McConnell and Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but when you look and see how they are, I mean, he's a heart surgeon, and she was an emergency room nurse. I mean, these two are just very calm people. I have never seen them.
No, bicker.
I don't even see him get too excited when he's really intense about something. It's like, okay, you know. I had a commanding officer once. We were in Mogadishu, and he is just unloading, you know, with something that was happening. He just was unloading about it, but when he was doing it, there was just no change of face, you know, no expression. He says, "I'm enraged," and I went, "Damn, Rifle, you don't look enraged." He goes, "Well, no, if I looked enraged, it would, you know, people get upset." He says, "But I can be enraged and not, you know, display it." I said, "You know, that's going to kill you someday, Rifle." He goes, "Yeah, but not today." So,
well, I live by the saying, "Happy wife, happy life."
Well, you know what? That works.
It works for us.
And you would think after 13 years, I would know those things that would make her happy every day.
Maybe you're a slow learner.
I am a slow learner.
But I do want to say congratulations on your success
thank
at the
you.
Radio station.
Thank you so much.
I think it's a good asset for the community.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Well, we have good people around us, too, and wonderful advisors and all that good stuff. But thank you and welcome. And what's on your mind today? What would you like to get out to our listening audience?
Well, I have a few questions.
It's time for a break.
It's time. I'm gonna take an early break.
Early break,
because
so we can
I have to stop here. This portion of the show brought to you by another community asset, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They're here to help you move your dreams forward, and they are doing a great job at that. They're here to support you during this COVID craziness. They're here to help you with your businesses, your personal checking. Cornerstone Community Bank is in your corner, is what I'm trying to say. Two locations in town, 1845 California Street and one at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center. And if you're part of the group down in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Reading City Councilman Michael DeQuista.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change. This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, they're working, they work by appointments. Their number is 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I love that place. The only place I've ever had my hair cut in Redding. Maybe an exception. Maybe once, but that's the place. So give them a call at 244-9478. Tim or Logan. We're here with Redding City Council member Michael DeQuisto. And Michael's always been kind of a maverick on the city council. I don't mean that in a bad sense. But he believes in transparency and lets people know what's happening. And in the last city council meeting is when they set the leadership for the city council.
That's correct.
For the next year.
That's correct.
What happened?
Well, let me. I'll tell you what happened in just a minute, but let me start. There's two kinds of cities in California. There's charter cities and there's general law cities. charter cities elect a mayor. So when you go to vote on the ballot, it will say Joe and Sally and whoever's running for mayor, and you elect the mayor, and then you elect the council members. In the general city, general law city, which is what Reading is, you just elect council members. So when you go to do your voting, you can't vote for a mayor if you're an individual voter. And then what happens is that the council itself every year sets up terms for the mayor for a year, the vice mayor in case the mayor can't handle the business or needs a replacement, and then the mayor pro tem. So there's three lined up, just like the president, vice president, and speaker of the House. Same idea on the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
So each year, the first meeting in December, the council elects who's going to be mayor, who's going to be vice mayor, and who's going to be mayor pro tem. And there has been traditionally the way it's done is based on when you're elected and how many votes you get in the election. And if you are the top vote getter or the second vote getter, generally you get in line, and sooner or later in your four-year term, you'll have a chance to be mayor.
Sure.
Is what it is.
It's just taking your turn.
It's taking your turn. It's like playing with a bunch of kids and taking your turn to ride the merry-go-round. It's,
right.
It's a ceremonial position in the sense that you sign the agendas, you sign the notices, you sign contracts, you run the meetings, you don't get paid any extra, your vote doesn't count anymore, but people think that you're the mayor and you are the face of the city. So when somebody goes, what's going on, or you want to write a letter to complain, you write to the mayor because you figure the mayor can get things done, whoever it is.
You also control the agenda.
You do control the agenda. The mayor specifically can take items off the agenda and can put items on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear as to whether a city council member on his or her own can put an item on the agenda. There's no rule that says you can't. There's no rule that says you can. And what the mechanism they've set up, which is interesting, is called item 12. And item 12 on every agenda is an opportunity for any council member to say, I would like to see if there's interest from other council members in the following. And you can bring up anything. I mean, it could be specific plan questions. It could be a policy question. It could be a revote on something else question. And the general unwritten procedure that's followed is if three council members say, yes, I'd be interested in a follow-up on that, then the staff will prepare whatever they need to prepare and bring it back at a future meeting. If three members don't, then generally they won't do it. From a legal perspective, that's interesting because I think as any city council member should be able to put any item on the agenda. That's what you're elected for, and we all have the same power. So I don't see where that really should be. But to my knowledge, it's very difficult to put an item on the agenda on your own. And I've never pushed the issue to say this is specifically what I want. Anyway, that's how it works.
So that's with a strong mayor, what that happens if it's a mayor-run city is that mayor then runs where he's kind of taking the place of the city manager in many of these.
That's correct.
And so the city manager becomes less powerful because a lot of that now resides in the mayor. You still have a city manager, but the mayor is setting the policies and has the ability to do things.
That's absolutely
and
correct.
And the city council can vote against them, as we have seen in many other places, like in Seattle. The mayor is not even running next time because she's vetoed things and then had it overrun by or have it overturned by the council and all these things. So that is a completely different framework. It's a completely different way of running a city.
It's its own specific power structure and management.
Right.
And way to go.
As people have said ever since that we've gotten in the radio, you got to get three votes.
Well, that's the way it works because the two people that the city council employs are the city attorney and the city manager. So we don't employ the police chief. We don't employ the fire chief. He works under Mr. Tippin, who's the city manager. And all the department heads work under Mr. Tippin.
Right.
And that's the way it goes. So if we have a problem with the department head or an issue with the department head or something with their department, we're supposed to bring it to Mr. Tippin and the department head, and then ultimately – if you can't work a resolution out, Mr. Tippin is supposed to resolve it one way or the other. That's his responsibility. So he's clearly the most powerful person at the city.
In city government.
In city government.
Absolutely.
And as long as he has three votes or four votes, he can do whatever those votes want. So the answer is yes, you need three.
Now,
I don't have three for the most part.
So when they voted this time for the for the leadership hierarchy, you were due to be vice mayor.
So what it was last year, Adam was the mayor, Aaron was the vice mayor, and I was the mayor pro tem.
Which means then you would have just fleeted up to vice mayor.
So in the normal position, I would have gone up to vice mayor, Aaron would have gone up to mayor, and then we would have elected or appointed a new mayor pro tem, and under the tradition, it would have been Kristen because she had seniority over Mr. Mazzano, who got the most votes. And then the next year, Mr. Mazzano would be the mayor pro tem and would move up and would continue to go that way. And everybody would stay in line, so to speak, and just move up that way.
Yeah. And they do the same thing with the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
It's the same thing exactly. So what happened in the first meeting?
So in the first meeting, the issue came up, and Julie Winter, the first meeting, it came up. Everybody got sworn in. Julie got sworn in again, and Mark Mazzano got sworn in. And it was a time with family and pictures and all that. It's really cool to get sworn in. Mark goes up and sits at his seat. They tell him he gets a seat at the end. Essentially, the first issue that came up is who's now going to run the meeting, who's going to be mayor, vice mayor, and mayor pro tem. So Julie, right out of the box, says, I have a motion to make. And it's I don't remember exactly what she said, but the gist of it was it's not according to tradition, but there's precedent for it. And the motion I make is that Aaron be the mayor, that Kristen be the vice mayor, and that Mark Mazzano be the mayor pro tem. And she's entitled to make that motion. It was seconded fairly quickly by Kristen. I was a little surprised, but because I hadn't talked to her about it before, I assumed they were going to follow the tradition. And then there wasn't much discussion because it's like, what am I going to say? I'm not going to cry sour grapes and go, well, I should be it. That's not how I work. And if the council wants it, the council wants it.
What was the discussion?
There wasn't any discussion.
Oh, so there wasn't. They just voted.
No, they voted. So they went around. Anybody have anything to say? In hindsight, there's lots of things I could have said, but
yeah. You were taken aback.
Well, I was taken aback.
You had no idea. You had no feeling. No,
and
no warning.
So this was
I didn't want to sound like I was whining or complaining either.
Yeah. So, and the reason I asked Mike to come on is just to discuss this thing because I had some thoughts on this. But the vote was 4-1.
So the vote was 4-1. And cutting through it all, I've talked to Mr. Mazzano afterwards.
Oh, yeah, he's called me too.
I don't think that he was – I think Julie took advantage of him. I think he got played is what I think happened. And I think that she counted on him being inexperienced and not really understanding – what was going on, but he can explain it himself.
Well, that's what he told me. He said he totally thought this was okay. Everybody's lined up here, and this was a this way it was working. And it wasn't until you voted no.
Well, I voted no, and he didn't know why.
Yeah, he was looking at you like, why aren't you voting for yourself?
Yeah,
you know that type of thing. And at that point, or soon after that, when it was too late, Mark realized. Yeah.
That's what happened. So it was a 4-1 vote. So even if he had voted the other way.
Yeah, even if he had voted.
It still would have been, they're not going to have me be the mayor. And that's pretty clear as long as that same group of three exists. And that's fine. I accept the vote. That's what they want to go do. I think it's a purely political move on Julie's part. I think she wants to exert more power and show that she's in charge. I think that she wants to try to intimidate me from running again and just say, it's my way or the highway, and that's my just my personal view. None of this is beneficial for the citizens of Reading, and that's our job up there is to do things for the citizens of Reading that are in their best interest. This is just petty politics, and I'm happy to explain what happened, but to spend a lot of time on it and to digest why did it happen and who did this to who and all that, that doesn't accomplish anything.
Okay. But after – well, that doesn't stop me. After the break, I want to talk about why I think it happened. I could be totally wrong, and I'm more than happy to have Julie on. Julie has said after the last time she was on that she wouldn't come on again until after the election, and that's fine. But I think it's a question that needs to be answered. I mean, you were voted in. You've been a member of the city council for how long now? 2 years?
2 years.
2 years. And it'd be interesting just to find out what was the reasoning on this. But I have an idea what I think it is, and I don't know, I could be totally wrong, but after this break, we'll discuss it. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I tell you what, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it's a better-known business. And during the wintertime, when it's getting cold, and it does get cold at night, and if you have a chip in your windshield, when it gets to those frosty days, water can get into that chip. And when it does, when it freezes, it will expand. And that little chip you have on there, that little smile you have on your windshield turns into that smile turns upside down and goes into a crack.
Oh.
Well, Jeff will fix that crack or fix that chip before it becomes a crack. And if you do have a crack in your windshield up to, oh gosh, over 2 feet in length, he can fix that. He guarantees it for life. He's a true professional. He's been doing this for a long time. Quality workmanship. And like I said, he guarantees it for life. So you don't get too many guarantees for that. But Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair is of the old school. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading City Councilman Michael Jaquisco.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here on KCNR. Love it. Listen to that beat. Yeah. Carl and Linda on this Friday morning. It's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have, around 54 today. Chance of showers. But as we look outside right now, we have rays of sunshine coming through on Market Street. Anyway, welcome to our show this morning. So glad to have our loyal listeners. We had a couple trivia questions this morning, both people called in. We've already seen Chris this morning to get his tickets. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Okay, this is the perfect time. You may be seeing family. You may be hearing from family. And if you're not able to see family and you've got somebody there, this is the time to really check in the holidays, really, where somebody perhaps their prescriptions aren't renewed or they're getting around and maybe the house doesn't look quite, you know, somebody needs to have some assistance or be looked on. And the key word here is licensed and bonded. Very important.
COVID tested
for help to come in to be with a loved one. Maybe it's an operation. You don't want them to be in an aftercare and you want them to do the aftercare at home and you bring somebody in that can do these things. Well, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers is the place to go. That is readinghomehelpers.com. Check out their website and see how they can help you.
Okay, our guest is Reading City Councilman Michael DeQuisto, and the first meeting of the in December is where they set the lineup for the mayor, the vice mayor, and the pro tem. And Michael was voted off from being the vice mayor, which meant he would have been a mayor coming up next year. The 2022.
There is an opportunity a year from now when we have the same motion again, and the current mayor's term is up. Is somebody could make a motion that I be the mayor just because I'm not the vice mayor. Anybody can be the mayor. You could pick the most senior person, the youngest person, whoever. Somebody could make the motion. I doubt it would have a different result. Well, but you never know.
You never know. Now,
but I'm not crying sour grape.
No, I know
the vote's the vote, and I don't want people to think of it that way.
I think that not putting you as mayor, because the mayor sets the agenda, the mayor can add items to the agenda. I think that had a big thing to do with it because, you know, your quote, I think the fact that when you go on Facebook and you explain why things happened, and one of those examples is when the road was sold, that piece of road was considered excess, or whatever the word is.
Surplus,
and was sold to an organization that opposes the Reading Rancheria. That came on, and you voted against that, and you explained why on Facebook. And the whole reason came down because of the indemnity that was in this contract. And the indemnity was for $100,000, which seems like a lot of money until you get into court. And you wanted, if we're going to do this, let's go for full indemnity.
That's what I said. If it had been full indemnity, I would have been in favor of it.
You would have been in favor of it. Well, you went on and you talked about, you came on the show and talked about that. The other one was the vote to give raises, what, 20% raise?
No, it was only 10%.
10% raise to the city attorney and his assistant another section had moved in there. The code enforcement group moved in.
Yeah, they moved code enforcement from the building department to the city attorney department. And so they said, because you have more people under your control that you're responsible for, it's going to be a 10% raise.
Well, that's thousands of dollars.
It is.
And the thing about it is, this is when they're shutting down businesses. We're in the middle of this COVID. I've been told that the city attorney wasn't even crazy about this. That he didn't ask for it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard it from different sources. So you,
I haven't heard that. But whatever, it's done.
It's not that somebody said, why not wait for 6 months and, see how much more work there is there. But to give a raise like that, and we're talking thousands of dollars a year to them, just didn't strike as being a good idea during this COVID crisis we're going through, which leads to my next question. Everybody here, not everybody, many, many businesses here are having to cut hours, lay people off, shut down their businesses. Has the city laid off anybody during the COVID?
You'd have to ask Barry Tippin for the specific answer, and I'll preface this by saying I don't know specifically, but I've had conversations with him and asked questions like, is anybody non-essential at the city so that we could reduce hours or we could save money on payroll or things
less
like that?
Less people are coming in, obviously.
And the answer I got was no. Everybody's essential. We're the city government, and everybody's essential. So, okay. To my knowledge, if there are any layoffs or people have left, it would be for reasons other than just because the community's experiencing the COVID epidemic. Maybe a personal reason. Maybe they're ready to retire. The normal reasons people would leave employment, I'm sure that's happened. But I am not aware of anybody specifically that's been laid off as a preventative measure because of COVID. There may be people who get COVID and are sick and can't work, and so they're not laid off, but they're home recovering or doing whatever.
They get paid for that, though.
Presumably.
No, of course they do.
Yeah.
I imagine they do. It's
yeah.
this thing. And you know what? And if everybody there at City Hall is essential, okay. But it just seems like there'd be less. Maybe there's more work, but it just seems like to be less work because there's less things happening.
Well, there's no question police and fire are essential. You still need your trash picked up. You still need the electric utility workers. So the vast majority of the city employees and the services they provide would be considered essential.
Sure.
It's just hard to believe that
everybody's essential. I tell you, in the military, we had, when it snowed, only essential people, like at headquarters, Marine Corps, some of the headquarters, only essential people would come into work. And the battles that was when they found out people were saying, well, you're not essential, you don't have to come in. Well, it's one thing, okay, I have to come in through the snow because, snow was a big problem. But the other thing was, I'm not essential, So, okay, moving on.
We're hearing a lot of that right now.
Yeah.
You're both essential.
Aww.
To the community.
Aww. Hey, there's something coming up, another vote coming up next Tuesday. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Can you explain what this is about? We're buying that's been asked to buy a vehicle for the Reading Police Department.
So we get the agendas on Thursday afternoon for the meeting on the following Tuesday, and then we have from Thursday afternoon until the time of the meeting to go through the agenda, any questions we have, make our notes, and meet with the city manager or the department heads and get the answers to the questions. So there's an item on the consent calendar, and the consent calendar is meant to be routine items that don't usually require a hearing, although any council member can ask for a full hearing on it. And it just caught me by surprise when I looked at it yesterday. It's item 4.5B, and it's authorized purchase of a Tesla Model 3 patrol vehicle using REU money for the police department. Now,
okay, wait a minute. Now, I know Tesla's, and by the way, Elon Musk just became like the second richest person in the world. I see after Bezos, and of course he owns Tesla. And so the Tesla Model 3,
correct,
which is a $50,000 car.
I think I think $55,000.
Okay,
$55,000. They're doing it here.
So we're buying a Tesla Model 3, which obviously is not going to be on the streets.
Well, they indicate that they plan to use it for shows where the police show up and it's a community event and they have a little booth where
they wrap it in pink, or
correct,
they wrap it in blue, or wrap it in a different
correct
things. Right.
And they also indicate that they're going to use it for the neighborhood watch, for the community service officers, for the neighborhood watch and the This is one other item, but a local community kind of event.
So it will not be on the street as a law enforcement vehicle.
Well, that's a little bit unclear because it's being outfitted, so it could be a law enforcement vehicle. There's some money being spent for that. And it's just, I'm not sure what to think of it. But I will say this. The money that's being used comes from the greenhouse gas program, and that's where a lot of the money came that the city gave back to the ratepayers as part of the COVID thing, as part of the $30 million, because that money can be used to give back to the ratepayers. It was generated by the electric utility. Now, in a legal sense or a theoretical sense, is it proper for the electric utility ratepayers to pay for a vehicle to be used by the police department? Well, you could say yes and you could say no. I mean, why can't this? Shouldn't the city be able to pay for this out of its rolling stock replacement fund for police vehicles? And they just bought 3 Tahoes, I think.
Well, the reason that they were buying, you know, they're switching out to those SUVs, which frankly I think is a great idea. One, it's bigger, you can push with it. You can. The other thing too is the officers can get out of that vehicle faster. And without having to, like, step up, they can just step out. And it helps in a variety of different reasons. I think that's a great idea. Thoroughly support that. But a Tesla? A Tesla?
That's what it says.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick, you're on. Hello, Nick. Okay.
Are you there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're on. Quick.
Okay,
what do you got?
I think you're doing a really good job, and I'm glad you're on the council.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of questions. I was told just a couple weeks ago that when the strawberry fields were sold to Wind River, that they had offered them to 9 different people before that. I'd like to know if you know anything about that, and I'd like to know the underlying cause for the city to sell that right-of-way, that piece of road down there to block Wind River. There must have been something that ticked them off to make them do something like that. Can you answer those for me?
Okay. I've got those written down, and we're going to take a quick break. He's going to answer them right on the other side, Nick. But those,
Thank you so much.
Good questions. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? If you're looking for help under signing up for your health care during this open sign-up period of time, give Judy Maxwell or one of her very trained associates a call at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just in Medicare itself, they've got 32 different plans for medications. Yeah, 32 different plans. So give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back with Mike DeQuisto.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. 25 grand, 25 winners. December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, we got the phone lines up, and we have to answer a question from Nick. So we're here with Mike DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman. And Nick's question was, had you offered that piece of property down in Strawberry Fields, been offered out to a number of people? And the second part of the question is, why did you sell the land? What were the purposes of selling the land to the other organization? Had something happened?
So the first question was, when the Strawberry Fields was sold, to my knowledge, I was not on the council. It was years ago. I've heard anecdotally that it was offered to other people at the time, and it wasn't accepted, and so the tribe decided to buy it. And I think there was a representation made that they would not put a casino on, or it wasn't their intention to put a casino on, but they didn't put a deed restriction or anything on there to actually prevent it. The second one is, the offer to purchase the end of Bocelli Lane came to the city unsolicited from the entity that purchased it.
Right.
The city didn't look for it. The city didn't try to find a buyer or anything. They just came and made an offer, and it went into a closed session discussion, and then the sale was approved, and it was approved on open session on a consent calendar, 4-1. That was against my objection because I thought there'd be a fight about it, a legal fight, and there wasn't enough indemnity. It turns out there is a legal fight, and the legal fight's still pending. It'll be a while before it's resolved. I'm not aware of any developments other than just existing.
And the city's indemnified for $100,000?
Correct.
Okay. And if it go anything over that, then
city has to pay.
Taxpayers have to pay.
The taxpayer money has to
okay.
pay.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Shannon, good morning. Hello, Shannon. Shannon, good morning.
Yes.
Okay, you're on,
good
buddy.
Good morning.
You're on live.
Hey, happy 11th anniversary coming up.
Thank you.
First time caller, but I'm glad you had Councilman DeQuisto on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I wanted to, rather than make a statement, maybe just go through a short Socratic exercise. And I posted something on Take Back Reading to the same effect, but what do you see your primary goal as a councilman in the city of Reading to be?
So I think my job is to get along with the other council members, and the ultimate job is to represent the citizens as best I can, represent all the citizens, recognizing that not everybody's going to be happy with everything that you do, but you do what's in the best interest. I've always taken an approach that it's really the finances at the bottom line. It's the income in and the income out, what your current expenses are and your future expenses, and how well you manage that. And that's really what I try to concentrate on. There's other issues that come along with that, but I think that's the principal one, and I'd like to do something about it. The other one is I didn't get elected to council to do things around the edges. I think I got elected, and I think everybody else who's not an incumbent who gets elected is meant to be there for some serious structural change. And just as a for instance, the pension obligation has gone up over $20 million in the last 4 years, even after all the contracts that we've negotiated and the concessions that we've got. That gets hidden. It doesn't get brought out. It's shown in the audited financial reports. And I think that they need to negotiate harder and better so that it doesn't go up. I mean, this is just it's an obscene amount of money.
$20 million.
It's gone up $20 million, and the net obligation owed is estimated at about $300 million. So it's just I don't know how it's ever going to be done.
I've always appreciated about you.
Sorry?
Is you have the knack and the ability to understand financial statements. I'm not saying none of our other council members do, but I would say more so than some we've had in the past. And so the question when it came to this, you know, I call it strange politics, strange fruit, is who stands to benefit the most? And I don't want you to answer that, Mike. That's more of a rhetorical question. But that's where when I look to political, you know, strange goings on, that's the first question I'm always going to ask. And I just wanted to leave that out there is, you know, who stands to benefit the most to not have you as closely involved in certain matters?
Well, I'll say it. I think it's a detriment to the people that voted for me. Over 17,000 people voted for me 4 years, 2 years ago. Mark Mazzano, who's not an incumbent, got a lot of people voted for him. And one of the ads he ran relied on something I said in one of my positions. So I still think there's a huge trust issue out there. And I think it's a slap in the face to the voters that supported me to not do that. But again, like I said, I'm not whining. Done is done. And we move forward because that's all you can do.
Well, I would say as a vote, somebody who did vote for you, that I think the tradition, I know it's been broken a few times, but I think the arrangement of the circumstances is somewhat odd, and I think that as a voter who supported you, I would really like to have seen you at least managing the agenda in the meetings and for you to have your chance at that. So keep up the good work, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, Shannon, thank you very much. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Michael DeQuisto?
Yes, I do. I actually have two quick ones. First one, Michael, how are you? And Sally and I voted for you, too.
Thank you, and I'm fine.
Oh, good. Now, what district are you in? Who is your supervisor?
I'm in Les Baugh's district.
Les Baugh's district.
Yeah,
okay,
there's a little...
The second thing is there is license plate readers that are being put into Reading, dozens of them, and there's also drones that are going to be used by the police, two of them. Can you expound on that? And then the third thing is the Mark just getting elected, I guess, is okay, and I guess we can give him a pass. I think that's gracious on your part. But I know before Gary Catt and before you ran for city council, you both had studied what the rules are, what the game is, and what was expected of you. And I like you giving a pass to Mark. I'm disappointed. I think many of us are. I think it's gracious. I'll just leave it at that. But the other question is important about the license plate readers.
And the drones.
And the drones.
Okay, Terry, thanks. We're running out of time. Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
The answer to the license plate and drones is I vaguely recall that we've authorized some of them, but I can't tell you specifically what they're for. I mean, obviously a license plate reader is to read license plates, and the drones are to help the police. I think they used them when they had the protest on Court Street around the last summer.
They've used the drones when they're searching for people that are lost. They did do it at the protest from a distance so they could get, you know, they can home in on those things. So I know they have two drones, and they have been using them, but they have very strict rules. Very strict rules on how they can use them.
They do. I'm pretty sure they use them to help in their investigations. And the other one, I think REU may have some drones that they use to go over the power lines to see what condition they're in and inspect them and things like that. So
it saves thousands of man hours just having a drone fly over and they can zero in on something that looks like, you know, this tree looks like it could be a problem.
It does.
Yeah. As far as license plate readers, I assume that's to see if they have stolen cars out there. There could be other reasons, too. Okay, Mike, got like a minute left.
And Merry Christmas, and thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
This morning it was really great to see you, and I know that our prayers and all of our thoughts are with you and your family.
Well, thank you.
For a safe holiday season.
The same to you. And what I would have to say is I'm not deterred by what's happened. I'm going to continue to do what I think is in the best interest of the citizens of Reading and to represent their interests. If the other council members, I assume, do the same thing, and sometimes they agree, sometimes we don't agree. I'm looking forward to continue to work with them. On my part, I don't hold any grudges or ill will, and I hope we can get along in the future and do things the way that we're supposed to do, because that's what's in the citizens' best interest. It's not in playing petty politics. I don't think that helps anybody at all.
Well, the other thing, too, is transparency, which you are really big on. And there are things like, you know, the fact that how much more we're, you know, and our unfunded liabilities fund has gone up in the last 4 years, even though that the unions have given concessions.
And they have given concessions.
And they have. But it's still, when it keeps going up like that, at a certain point, as we all know,
the city can't print money.
Yeah. Not, unlike the feds.
Well,
well, anyway.
They could print it, but nobody would take it.
That's right. Okay.
To end on a happy note.
Thanks a lot for being here, Mike. And like we said, have a very Merry Christmas.
Well,
and
thanks.
A safe New Year.
And thanks for having
Tina
me.
Tina and you and the family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay. Everybody, hey, have a great weekend. And remember, KIXZ is having their auction starting.